400 business leaders from around the state whose mantras might be, it's not that difficult to be green, are gathering in Milwaukee. The occasion is the 7th annual Wisconsin Sustainable Business Council Conference. Its mission is to empower sustainability professionals to push for more within their businesses and inspire others to join in.
The event's centerpiece is the announcement of this year's Green Masters. According to the conference's organizers, the list represents the most sustainable companies in the state. And among those being recognized are Milwaukee businessmen and partners Christopher Adams and Michael O'Connor. WUWM's environmental reporter Susan Bentz met them at their newest and greenest venture, a new apartment building on Jackson Street called Sage.
The first time the two men raised a hammer together, Christopher Adams explains, was in 1996 when they bought their first duplexes.
He bought his, I bought mine, and we helped each other work on them. And in about the year 2000, we formed the company, Dominion, and we started buying real estate in River West.
They did everything, repair, remodeling, the works.
My dad was mudding ceilings, and we were tiling shower surrounds and doing our own paperwork, and, you know, just started from there. Started
wow.
with one property and then grew. In about, 2003, 2004, we shifted the portfolio down to Bayview, where we had owned a number of multifamilies down there.
The two met at Marquette University. Michael O'Connor calls theirs an unlikely friendship.
Yeah, we met freshman year, actually. He was from Arizona and I was from Georgia.
They didn't set out to go into business together. Christopher worked as a civil engineer with the Department of Transportation. Michael ended up in mortgage banking. Opportunity, he says, threw them together. Christopher Adams says they sold off their accumulated properties in Bayview and poised to jump into their next target market, Milwaukee's East Side.
We were purchasing distressed properties. They may have been physically distressed, or there was, you know, a short sale, a bankruptcy kind of situation, that kind of thing. We sold everything and concentrated on the Lower East Side. And so we went, we bought a lot of things.
We helped a lot of people out.
Yeah.
Yes, Michael O'Connor is the PR part of the team.
Chris and I are about as different as two people can get. You know, he's more focused on the small details and in the engineering, and I'm more focused on the big picture and the macro events.
Christopher Adams says theirs is a hands-on approach. They own and manage over 200 units with a small support team. Sage on Jackson is their first new construction. Michael O'Connor says going ultra green was his partner's idea.
This is Chris's baby. This is something he always wanted to do. He had to drag me kicking and screaming into this. But I'm really glad that he did, because I think that, you know, I have caught the bug and I'm really excited about what we've made here.
Just inside, on the ground floor, a shared meeting room space with an imposing 7-foot repurposed element.
The door is reclaimed from a 1930s bungalow that we found. All we did was clean it and put some liquid gold on it.
Soothing toned, non-toxic paint coats the walls. The team aims to give tenants what they're looking for in sustainable living, including easy access to a green laundry service.
People who are progressive and are interested in green technology mm-hmm. are also paying attention to what kind of foods they eat. They don't eat the high fructose corn syrup, and they don't want any volatile organic compounds in the walls and in their bodies. So there's two things, actually a couple different things that we've done. One of them is this closet here in the lobby is a pick up and drop off for a green dry cleaners here in town that uses non-toxic chemicals to clean the clothes. A lot of people are sensitive to the outgassing and plastics and chemicals and things like that. Even the paint.
So if you open this, it looks just like an ordinary closet?
I will have you behold the chemically sensitive closet. But yes.
Tenants put their laundry in there, and then a couple days later it comes back and it's dry cleaned.
We elevate to the 5th floor and into a 1-bedroom, 900-square-foot apartment. Natural light spills in from the south. O'Connor is particularly proud of the 8-inch thick walls that not only insulate, but block potentially pesky noise a neighbor might produce.
Much thicker than normal, and they're filled with this stuff. It's called mineral wool. It's a natural product, basically dug out of the earth and fluffed up and put in the walls. So it requires very little energy to make it. There's also very little chemicals from processing it. And making it fireproof. And
Christopher Adams says every element of the construction was carefully selected, from the pipes delivering water to each unit to their choice of brick, manufactured just south of Milwaukee.
Those are CalStar bricks. They are made from fly ash. They're about one-third the energy to make than a regular brick.
Above our heads, solar panels are soaking up sun, beneath which sedum stands ready to soak up rainwater and snow. Adams says the panels create about a third of the building's energy needs.
And the only reason why they don't offset more is that we just didn't have enough roof space to put any more. The solar panels are ballasted by the green roof. Usually that's not the case. They're ballasted by weights. So we're incorporating the green roof right into the solar panels so they don't blow over, basically.
Michael O'Connor says the building's extensive geothermal system requires little electricity to heat and cool the building.
The heart of the green of this building is the 18 geothermal wells we have underneath the property. They go down 320 feet deep each, and they supply the interface with all of the heat pumps in each of the units. And when it's 30 below outside, it's already warmed up to 55 degrees. In order to start the heating process.
Heat pumps themselves run on about 3 amps to heat an apartment that is this size. Everything is just a step up from standard. And that's why some of the realtors that walk through here are like, why in the world aren't you selling these as condos? Because this is really condo grade.
Why not sell the Sage and move on? As usual, the partners have different perspectives.
I can answer that question.
Yeah.
I can too. Would it be the same answer?
I don't think so.
Well, once you make a building and you sell a building, it's gone. And we're creating something that's more long-lived than just one building. We're creating a brand of sustainable living, and that's what's most important to us, is making this new brand.
And Christopher, how would you express it?
Blood, sweat, and tears. There's a lot of us that's in this building.
Adams is out to prove you can build sustainably and still turn a profit.
This has just about every sustainable element you could possibly think of built into it. And we did it to prove it's a positive financial venture. So like we're feeding this building money to do green. This building will turn a nice, a decent profit for us. Once we get it full and stabilized.
In the meantime, partner Michael O'Connor continues to tweak the Sage brand.
Sage is a color. It's a green color, which, is representative of our green approach to building. Sage is also a wise person, so it's smart green living. And Sage is also an herb, but I haven't figured out a way to work that into the mix yet. But.
And any day now, this building will be awarded extreme green status.
We're pending certification, but this will be the first LEED Platinum market rate multifamily ever built in the state of Wisconsin.
O'Connor and Adams don't plan to rest on those laurels. They're on the brink of launching two new projects. One, an adaptive reuse. The other, restoration of a mansion. Both on Prospect Avenue. Both, they add, adhering to the Sage brand. For Lake Effect, I'm Susan Benz.
Businessmen Christopher Adams and Michael O'Connor are developers of an apartment building on Jackson Street called Sage. They'll receive an award today as one of the top sustainable businesses in the state at the Wisconsin Sustainable Business Council Conference in Milwaukee.